This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
No one gets out of here alive. The Don and Mike Show.
I love my boobs.
Me too.
Who is that?
Sheryl Crow.
A blowout, a manicure, and I feel like $1 million.
Who said the boobs thing?
Some whore.
People want to see real women exploring all kinds of different sexual fantasies.
Oh, yeah.
Not really sure, Mike.
The Jessica Simpson?
I know this is Meredith Vieira talking about her bedroom.
You end up smelling like a big brownie.
Exciting.
And then Matt Lauer talking about his bedroom.
I need to look at the meat and smell the fish and things like that.
And then Regis's bedroom.
Gilman, why don't you come over here and push my leg up?
There's more with Regis.
I love the Greeks. Zorba!
Yeah. Who is excited today?
All right, so who loves her boobs, Robbie?
Oh, that lady was the late Lady Bird Johnson.
I love my boobs.
Right. Well, question answered.
Thank you, Rob. Enough said. Don't need a follow-up. You can't follow that one up. That's out there.
Hi there, Buzz.
Nice answer.
Hi Don and Mike. You know, if there's ever another revolutionary war in this country, it may be here in Virginia, which now has the most outrageously tough traffic laws in America.
Outrageous.
This is pretty unbelievable.
Outrageous,
and
if
outrageous.
You please.
Especially now that the first $1,000 speeding tickets have been written. Fines could go as high as $3,000, plus court costs if you try to fight the ticket and lose. Doing 75 in a 55 is legally defined as reckless driving in Virginia. That didn't stop a lot of people from pushing 80 on the Beltway. The new fines aren't so much about safety, though, as they are about closing a $500 million gap in the state transportation budget. Speeding, in other words, is now being taxed the way you might tax cigarettes, booze, gambling, and strip clubs. But more than with those other things, police are being used to collect this tax when they could be dealing with real crime. The new fines also apply to changing lanes without signaling and not using your brakes properly. And these new fines are in addition to the already steep existing fines. More than 12,000 people have already signed an online petition to try to get the nasty new fines repealed.
This is the one that really amazes me. I mean, and the fact is, if you go into court, and this is the way I understand it, mm-hmm. and you try to fight one of these,
right.
and you don't, and the judge determines that you lose,
right,
even
yeah.
if you're represented by counsel, you're on the hook for the whole thing.
That is akin to that idiot Rockefeller in West Virginia yeah. saying to the FCC that every time there's a word that's uttered that he thinks might be shaky or hinky,
right.
the disc jockey has to pay a fine.
Because DJs usually make that kind of money. You were yeah. talking about
$350,000. And this is for like $1,000 for a speeding ticket.
Right,
correct?
Amazing.
Right.
You know,
we're becoming, really pay attention, everybody, because we are becoming a little less free.
A little less.
I mean,
well,
just really keep your eyes open. This is freedoms being taken away uh-huh. here.
What we really need, though, is an honest appraisal of speeding. It's a general rule that 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, you're going to be safe. Most people run it, like 8 miles an hour over if you're really
right.
a pussy. Then I read, like, today in the Washington Post, in, like, the Dr. Gridlock or whatever that thing is, people write in about problems on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody writes that they're on the Dulles Toll Road where the speed limit is 55, and they got a ticket for going 56.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Wow. Now, at first, when I read this, I thought, well, that's an outrage.
Mm-hmm.
Then I read a little further and saw that the guy was going 55 through the easy pass. You're going to get nailed every goddamn time if you're doing because they got
and they have a speed limit for the easy pass, which I think is 35 miles an hour, right?
And there's like 8 million rumble strips before you even get there.
Right.
And a lot of times there's that little gate that's got to open up. So,
but this what worries me about this is, really what Buzz was saying about the fact that is this going to take police officers off the other cases that they're going to be working at?
Because in cities and towns around America where they are pinched for cash for highways and bridges and that kind of thing, they are starting to ticket people for 1, 2, 3, 4 miles an hour over the speed limit to raise money.
Haven't they always done it, though?
Not to that degree. Small towns, a lot of really small towns have, but now bigger small towns are starting to do it as well.
Yeah.
And in New York City, they're talking about charging admission to motorists entering Manhattan. That's not about money. It's about traffic. The theory is if each motorist had to pay $8 each time they drove onto the island, they wouldn't do it so much. truck drivers would pay a $21 admission fee.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, that's not a bad
idea. I mean, you know, that to me makes sense.
Too crowded.
You know, how often, especially in the roads around here, do we say, you know, why don't more people use mass transit? Right. And I think, really, you want to affect change, you know, you throw a few tolls their way.
You do that, yeah. Meanwhile, your ice cream is trying to kill your eyesight. If you don't stop, you'll go blind. A new study says high sugar foods, even high simple carb foods like white flour.
Rob is sightless.
Now stumbling Rob into the wall. Rob's down. The lamp is down.
You have Rob's doing quite a pantomime, and really the vibration on the floor.
Yes.
I hope there's not a sub-basement here.
There
you ever have rocky road and put real peanut butter on top of it? Hi, I'm Stevie Wonder.
This study says even simple carb foods like white flour can make you more vulnerable to the
time. They tell me I'm fat, but then again, I'm wearing a shower curtain. How can I tell?
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time with two packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had two pastrami on clubs, four frankfurters, two knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Is that from that My 33,000 Calorie Diet show?
That's from the movie Fatso.
Fatso.
The movie Fatso. You ever. Where's the honey, Junior?
Well, they say that even simple carb foods like white flour can lead to the kind of eyesight loss you're going to experience anyway as you get older.
You play white flour, okay.
I was talking about the fact that I'm losing my eyesight today. You know, as I'm getting... Is it nearsighted or farsighted?
Far, it's far when you can't see near and near when you can't see
all right,
far.
Can I ask you a question? Because I do value your opinion.
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Sure.
I'm going to show you.
I'm curious.
All right, there's where...
From 9 inches away.
There's where... Right there. That's where it gets blurry.
Well, that's pretty good still.
That's right about it.
Do I have to worry about it?
Not yet.
I'm just thinking about my penis size right now.
Thanks.
Thanks
for the serious advice for that. I was really
wondering if the
for.
Paper was really was 9 inches away from your face.
There's where it's blurry. Now I can see it.
That's about how big
inches,
I am.
Yeah. Huh?
That's about how big I am.
I'm not talking about your penis. I'm talking about my eyesight. Hey.
He is.
I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to get some pretty glasses and wear them to work tomorrow.
Pretty glasses.
Okay, Roy Orbison. Be a fake blind guy like he was.
I'm going to buy my frames from the Matthew Lesko collection.
You look like Elton John.
Mm-hmm.
Macular degeneration seems to be encouraged by the blood sugar spikes brought on by these foods, according to this study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And for some reason, it appears to do the most damage to just one of your eyes. Whole grains and vegetables don't cause
the itchy one.
The sugar spike. Earlier studies have shown that a diet high in antioxidants...
Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
Hey, what's wrong with that eye of yours?
Fight the eye.
What about the vagina?
Oh, a new government study out today says 1 in 12 of all the full-time workers in the United States has used illegal drugs in the last month.
Joe.
Officials at the Substance Abuse and Mental
Joe.
Health Administration says
Joe.
This
Joe.
Doesn't really reflect
Joe.
Any
Joe.
Increase
Joe.
Or decrease in drug use.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
What? And it depends on the job. Among restaurant and construction workers, the
Thanks.
Average...
Look around cafe.
Closer to 17%. With teachers and social service workers, it's only about 4%. Young people, of course, more likely...
I'm Larry of the corner.
More likely than older. Men, more likely than women.
Sure.
The bad news, officials say, is that fewer employees are offering treatment programs for the workers who are dependent on drugs. But nearly half of all employers do test for drug use. And about 9% of us say we heavily abused alcohol within the past month.
Tripping is bad, right?
Right.
Alcohol abuse. This weekend.
Yup. We're talking with Michael Mara. Noted restaurateur Michael Mara.
Hi, Larry.
You black out much?
Every weekend.
Who's your agent?
John Walker.
Is he vigorous?
He's very vigorous, especially if I put him on ice.
Your newsman doesn't believe in God.
A disaster. An absolute travesty.
You may be dwelling on that too much.
Blasphemy.
I think David Beckham will be gigantic. I like posh spice.
I'm 9 inches.
I'm Larry of the corner.
Larry of the corner.
How about this lame-ass analysis?
That's Larry Michael. That's a different Larry.
He's 3 inches.
Hi, Darlene.
America.
Should that be bye, darling?
Well, as the Beatles said, Mike, you say goodbye and I say hello. Hello.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
You take the ring off her finger, and you know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
Eligible.
Yeah, baby. Mm-hmm.
Eligible. Because women are like trains.
Choo-choo.
You miss one, and the next one's just 10 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that, Katz.
I never miss.
You never miss what?
Women. Always hit them.
That's true.
He's wound up today, isn't he?
He is.
He's last word boy today, isn't he?
Yeah.
He really, even in a little, like within the break, he wants last word.
He has been waiting all
weekend.
He
wants to finish the riff every time today.
You are really a last word freak today.
No, I'm not.
America's drug czar, meanwhile, says, quote, don't buy drugs. They fund violence and terror. He says pot growers are armed and dangerous, at least to the law enforcement officers raiding the ranches of Northern California. There's been a raid a day in one county every day for the past 2 weeks.
So, oh, no.
Yeah, so far pot's been seized, but no one's been arrested. The president's drug czar, John Walters, says the country's suffering from what he calls reefer blindness, an inability to see how the growing of weed in the U.S. endangers the public's health and safety.
Hey, where do you find these stories?
And the
environment. Do you have a weed book or something?
This is out. This is the president's drug czar. This is a statement he made over the weekend.
It's just tough to take you seriously in your dental hygienist suit today.
What? I didn't know they wore Aloha prints.
It's a dental hygienist shirt from like his breast line up, because it's a solid white.
Uh-huh.
And then from there down, it looks like Oprah's underpants after a hot day.
It's very colorful.
It's a combination of red and orange.
It's remarkably colorful.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
It's a beautiful shirt, Buzz.
It makes a statement.
You're not used to seeing me wear this much color. That's the thing.
That's right. I'm used to wearing your usual goth black.
Yeah, I'll be back to that tomorrow. So enjoy this while it's here.
Okay.
Anyway, the drug czar is talking about the fact that some growers, when he says it's hurting the environment, he says some growers have taken to planting inside our national parks, ripping out natural vegetation and replacing it with seeds and irrigation systems. Walter says it's his goal to put them out of business.
I was in Barnes & Noble over the weekend.
Right. That's a bookstore.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was a Starbucks. I walked in because, you know,
do.
I can't read.
Right.
So anyway, I was just walking around, and I did see a couple of kids. This is funny. I didn't even know that they still had High Times magazine. A couple of young Johnnies were standing there, a couple of these young hooligans.
Trying to be cool.
And they were looking at the centerfold the way that you and I would look at a centerfold of a naked chicken hustler.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I walked by because they were, one was covering the other, and they obviously was some type of fold out.
Right.
And as they got closer, I looked. You're just looking at a big bud of weed that was in the fold-out of High Times magazine.
Really a plant or a bud, a close-up.
Is that what they do in the fold-out?
That's the monthly fold-out in High Times.
Wow.
How great is that?
Catch my column on page 16. Somebody even planted some weed on a ranch in Carmel Valley that's owned by conservative media mogul Rupert Murdoch. Murdoch owns the Fox Network, DirecTV, and MySpace, to name a few. Thousands of plants growing on the banks of a creek have now been removed from Murdoch's farm.
That's got a great taste, though. It's fair and balanced.
The plants were found by some of Rupert Murdoch's employees.
Excellent. Get someone right down there.
Out
of my way, jerkass!
The man illegally camping on the property while he tended the gardens got away.
Hey, Mr. Murdoch, sorry, I'll be moving along now.
Oh, another consumer news today. IHOP is buying Applebee's for just under $2 billion.
I like that development. I think the IHOP brand is a wonderful, wonderful product.
Which, so you think it may improve Applebee's now that it's
part
of IHOP?
I think so. I like me my IHOP. I really do with my guy over at my iPod.
Been around since 1958.
I enjoy IHOP. I really do. I'm an IHOP fan.
And biggest
consistent. Where do you line up on the IHOP?
I have an iPhone.
You know what? You're both your breakfast, massive breakfast chains in America.
Uh-huh. I have.
Not too shabby. Your IHOP and your
iPod.
Bob Evans.
iPod and who? Or I'm sorry, IHOP and who?
IHOP and Bob Evans are the two. I think they're the two biggest, wouldn't they be?
Well, and Denny's, I guess.
Yeah.
All three are just like gigantic urinals.
All right, then. As big as it is, you could
I'm really hurt by that. I love my IHOP.
Please, you've been at a Bob Evans on a Saturday morning?
No, oh, I hate that.
With every...
That's the one time I hate the places.
With every freaking welfare... Never mind. It's just full of... boatloads of people Salt with of clown earth. Cars.
Do you know what they do at my IHOP when it's really crowded?
And a million people come in.
I hate that, too, and I hate the breakfast people. I hate 9:30 at any of those places on a Saturday morning. Don't do that. No one should go experience that. But you know what they do at my
They're
IHOP?
They're all like E. coli central anyway.
You know at my IHOP when it's crowded, you know what they do?
What?
They give out movie...
They don't wash the plates?
No, they give movie star names out when they call your name. So they're not calling like Mike. They're going to call Mel Gibson. And I just think that's the best thing.
It's really great.
I love it. My kids always laugh.
Sure.
Well, that's their kids.
Their kids.
Their kids. How old are you?
I have the mind of a child.
He's mentally retarded.
That's me.
Our newest candidates for Parents of the Year.
Onion rings for Rock Hudson.
Parents of the Year.
Over here, dude.
When we continue.
Okay, thank you, buddy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.